group after giving up that early goal?
Yeah, good. Both kind of tips. I thought we got better in the second half of the first. So it was a funny game. It looked like both teams were very close to generating an awful lot of offense that never either got to the net or they missed the net. So it was an unusual game like that.
What about Matt Hendricks? That one sequence on the PK break, you know, gives a stick to a defenseman and blocks a shot.
He's 7-1 on the draws through two periods, and that changes how you can run your bench in terms of your penalty kill. He had a real big impact on that, and the guy that he goes out with is wired and ready to go, and they're wired into the plan. So he does a real nice job preparing the people he's going out on the ice with. He had a big impact on the game for us.
How about your entire group on the penalty kill tonight? Just what they were able to do?
Yeah, they're going to get zone time by their structure, but we did a pretty good job not getting too far away from the net. So anything that got through, we were able to battle, won some real big faceoff, got some good clears, and didn't get opened up too much. You know, the broken stick caused us a problem, but we huddled in, got a real good block by Tanev and a couple other players. So the PK, we think, is trending in the right direction. We struggled out of our first two, and then it's been pretty darn good since.
Hellebuck's mad at himself. He thinks he should have had the overtime goal, but just what a performance by him again.
Yeah, real strong, real solid shot by Crosby. I think that catches him in the shoulder. You got to absolutely be in the right spot to make that save, and he had a bunch of those tonight.
What would you say to Patrick? What kind of things do you say to him when a play like that happens at the end of the
game?
Well,
we want to be real careful with those lateral passes. I think part of being part of 3-on-3 is you know, making a better decision with that puck, but also being in a better spot to not have to force it. I mean, we got room to put the puck other places. Clearly, he's in full possession of it, and he has to make a better decision, but I think we can move around him a little better as well.
That being said, would you take more pride or disappointment out of this game, considering?
You're disappointed in the game because it's a 1-1. The hockey part of it comes out even, and you'd like to win the skill part of it. So you move on to the next one.
Jacob Trouba's night tonight. You just look at the line numbers-wise this evening. He's all over the score sheet. Did you like what he did?
Yes, I think
block shots.
Really good on the hard parts of the game. I think he can move it a little differently, but I would say that for our whole team. There was a bit of rust for our group there. I think they were skating the way they wanted to, and Jake did, and he was hard on it and played a good physical game. I think as a group, we can all, you know, flatten it out and lay it on the tape every once in a while.
Did Evers hold the puck a little bit too long in that one opportunity in tight end?
Well, I don't know that we didn't do that as a group. We had a bunch of two-on-ones that we were, you know, either forcing into his pads or didn't make some plays. I thought we were a little slow with the finish to our offense. And I think part of that is we were a little slow with the decision either the shoot or pass. Just get it off your stick quicker one way or the other. And they probably were too, right? They had some things that they didn't finish on that they would like to have back. But not bad way to start the road trip. We got to go into Columbus, make amends for our last game and play a quicker game and keep it going.